Okay.
And there will need to be an intern.
Okay.
So this girl sent me a script.
Ooh.
Script, which I have somewhere in my Hotmail inbox, a script to read. So I actually even went to, one of someone that I know that does acting, and I'm like, look, I can't do this. So I told the girl, I can't do this. She's like, oh, you need to come to my hotel. And I went to that hotel so many times and never met the person.
Okay.
And the person will call me and talk to me. So after a little while, see, the person is really good.
Mm-hmm.
The person will talk and, oh, you know, I like you and I'm shy. And I was single.
Of course.
I'm not going to lie. Exactly. I never denied sending that picture. But when I started dating her, I told her about it.
Okay.
And back in the day, I sent certain pictures. And let me make this clear. The person who did this is called Chris Morgan. He's a Nigerian musician. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's a gay guy. Okay, so he tries you on the social media, it doesn't come through. He did it to Giovanni because he asked Giovanni to play the music for him,
and
he didn't.
Oh.
So when it happened together, Giovanni sent me a message saying, I think it's that Chris Morgan guy.
Oh,
you know? So I'm like, who's Chris Morgan? What does the person want from me? You know? So one time I was there when Jasmine and I had a baby, this person is threatening me. That I'm going to post. I'm like, look, you know what? Post the pictures.
Yeah.
First of all, I have a nice body, I don't care.
Hey!
Do you understand? Post the pictures. You understand?
Yeah.
I come from a family of intellectuals.
Mm-hmm.
If they see this, they will read.
Of
they won't just act like people who just saw it and started giving messages. Yeah, it's a dreamer. They're doing it. They're cheating. I'm cheating on who? Where is the woman? If you're the person that I sent pictures, you come out and say, this guy was sending pictures to me.
Me, exactly.
The person never came out. It's a guy called Chris Morgan. Because recently, the person started sending me messages on, ask her how many times they've tried me.
Mm-hmm.
Ask her. They'll try me, hi, I like you, blah, 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 and then I'll block the person. And it's the same person who keeps trying, so they can finally get the picture of my piece that they sent out, so they can post it. You understand? And then one person, I think he did it to one person who he got internet police to do investigation.
Oh my God.
And we found out that it was a guy that lives in France that has bought a number for New York and buy online numbers for New Jersey and bought one for Ghana. So they do it to all these people. And I think it's like 6 years ago that the person has been doing this, you know? And then someone came to me and said, you need to go and apologize to Jessica. Because I'm like, Jessica, for what? I said, tell Jessica to call me. Mm-hmm. When you talk, I said, listen, I know you're a guy.
Yeah.
The person couldn't say nothing again. You understand? I was there and someone sent me a message. This person is called Chris Morgan, blah, 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 blah. Same messages to me. How I know it was true. Someone started talking to me again,
mm-hmm.
and I just sent the Chris Morgan pictures to the person. They didn't say nothing. The person just blocked me.
Oh my God.
So whoever Chris Morgan is, he's the one that's done all of this. Posting my pictures, and then people just came from nowhere to come and write stories that are not there.
Yeah,
someone
said,
I flew here from America to Ghana. I have never dated anybody from America. I flew here to Ghana, and I disgraced her, and I did this, and I did that.
When it's not even a woman we're talking about,
it's not true. And you see, that's how I saw how people hate when they see people happy.
Of course.
Because people came to write stories. Apparently, I live on Stentex, which I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mama boy
mm-hmm.
because my mom loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And I get my money from my mom. If my mom has money, she'll give me money.
Of course.
You get what I mean? I'm an internet fraudster. And Chris, Chris should watch out because I'll come find him and wherever he is and kill him because of this.
Oh, God, really?
And then they posted something saying, Jasmine was so, what word did they use when you heard about it? Jasmine was so devastated or some funny
word. Why would they write that?
You know the funny thing? The day they posted that, I was up in the mountains with me, my mom, and Jasmine looking for work to do. We were happy together. Jasmine knew about all of this. Jasmine never cried. She wasn't sad. She didn't have any argument with me because when I met her, I told her there will be a day because I sent a picture and stuff like that can happen. I wasn't sleeping with nobody. I wasn't cheating on nobody. Whoever the woman was, if it's not Chris Morgan, so come out and say, look, I am the girl that you have never even met the person before.
That's the thing.
I never met the person, and people are like, yeah, Jasmine is a fool because I'm a personal trainer and I have a nice body. All the personal trainers have nice bodies, want to sleep around, and I'm never going to marry her. And I'm going to marry her, and all of you be sad.
You be sad in your face. You don't want to sue.
No. Look, everyone came to me saying I should sue them. See, but this is giving them more attention.
Okay.
I said I would never grant an interview or I'd never speak about this. I said I didn't want to mention Chris Morgan's name because now I've made him popular.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very worthless musician. Now he's popular because now everybody will know him. And that's what his aim was.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But I think my family also owns they need to know that I wasn't sleeping on anybody. I wasn't doing this. And some of my boys even spoke to the person. Because at the point, the person started calling back again. And she asked me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I'm going to pass this to one of my boys to find out who this person was.
Mm-hmm.
And we still didn't find out. Do you get what I'm coming from?
Yes.
And I'm saying this. I feel that guy on Ghana Celebrities is part of it. I feel like they intentionally let these people do these things
so they can
bring pictures up because they tried it on podcast city. They tried so many people.
Mm-hmm.
If they see you are happy, they look for the people who have relationships. They see you are happy and they post
mm-hmm.
it just to destroy. But thank God it didn't destroy any of us our relationship.
Of
we are fine. Kwa's fine. So many people
Everybody
are. Giovanni
fine.
Is fine
mm-hmm.
because good enough, all of us told our spouses.
I like this, me. Very deep, but I'm going to end it here. But me, I will see you on his behalf. Just saying. But.